It is a demonstration jointly arranged by UEDF and CUD members. It was an appeal by concerned Ethiopians, actually to the authorities of Norway. We have demonstrated today to express our anger and frustration on fraud and vote rigging, massacre, detention and harassment of civilians and elected leaders by the regime in Ethiopia.
What is it that you are asking Norwegian officials to do?
What we appeal to the government and the parliament is that they condemn the act and exert pressure on the Ethiopian government to stop its atrocities and refrain from obstructing the election process. We also appealed Norway to stop supporting the government of Ethiopia and also play a role in bringing those responsible for the atrocities to justice.
Now, what are your links with other protest groups in Europe and around the world? I noticed, for example, that there was a protest in Brussels yesterday.
Unfortunately, we were not able to join them, but we are joining them by also organizing a demonstration here today. We are part of the international movement in Ethiopia, Ethiopians all over the world, to express their anger and frustration on the situations in Ethiopia now.
For those of you in Europe, what are you asking individual countries to do, and specifically the European Union?
The European Union is one of the big supporters of this government, and it has been also participating as an observer in this election process. So what we are asking the EU is at least to exert pressure on the Ethiopian government to stop mass killings, detention, and harassment of civilians and also the elected leaders, and also to press them to refrain from obstructing the election process now.
Are you asking the European Union to take any economic measures or any other measures against Ethiopia, such as withholding debt relief from the Ethiopian government?
Yes, we do. We are asking all the countries in Europe or United States even to stop their support, economic support, to this government, because it is using against its own people.
Well, the G8 is meeting soon in Scotland within a few weeks. Do you actually want them to withhold debt relief from this government?
We would like the G8 also to reconsider their decisions, considering it, the present regime as a democratic one.
There are some who would say by withholding debt relief and encouraging the G8 to withhold debt relief, that you are harming the Ethiopian people, not simply the government.
All these aids which have been given to such kind of regimes are harming the Ethiopian people, not supporting it, because this has been used for armaments and suppressing the people.
Mr. Gadea, if it turns out that when there is this final count announced now set for July 8th, if the opposition wins a very large minority but not a majority in parliament, is your party willing to cooperate and to dialogue with the government?
Of course, it is an official statement from my party, UEDF, that it will accept, the verdict of this investigation if it is properly investigated.
The opposition has won in Addis and many other large cities. What changes would the opposition bring to governance in those areas?
I'm not sure how this could go smoothly with some regions under the opposition and some regions under the government, and at the government level with the present regime. It might face some problems. But what I would see, what could happen is there would be a more democratic space, more chance for economic development as well, and better accountability.